December 4th, 1902. Jesus manifests the reasons of his operating. I was thinking in my mind about this obedience, saying, "They are right in commanding me this way. Besides, it is not such a great thing that the Lord would allow me to obey in the way wanted by them. So they say, either he should let you obey, or he should tell the reason why he wants the confessor to come to make you come round from that state." While I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus moved in my interior, telling me, "My daughter, I wanted them to find the reason of my operating by themselves, because in my life, from the moment I was born up to my death, everything can be found, since the life of the whole church is enclosed in it. When compared to some step that can be conformed to my life, the most difficult matters are solved. The most tangled situations are unraveled. And in the most obscure and abstruse ones, such that the human mind almost becomes lost in that obscurity, one finds the clearest and brightest light. This means that they do not have my life as the rule of their operating. Otherwise, they would have found the reason. But since they have not found the reason themselves, it is necessary that I speak and manifest it." After this, he stood up, and with empire, but so much that I became fearful, he said, "What is the meaning of that 'ostende te sacerdoti'? Show yourself to the priest." Then, becoming sweeter, he added, "My power extended everywhere, and from any place I was, I could operate the most sensational miracles. Yet, in almost all my miracles, I wanted to be personally present. As for example, when I resurrected Lazarus, I went there. I had them remove the sepulchral stone. Then I had him released. And then, with the empire of my voice, I called him back to life. In resurrecting the young girl, I took her by the hand with my right hand, and I called her back to life. And in many other things which are recorded in the gospel, and which are known to all, I wanted to be there with my presence. This teaches the way in which the priest must behave in his operating. Since the future life of the church was enclosed in mine. And these are things that pertain to you, though in general. By your specific circumstance, they will find on Calvary. I, priest and victim, lifted up on the wood of the cross, wanted a priest to be present, to assist me in that state of victim. And he was St. John, who represented the nascent church. In him I saw everyone, popes, bishops, priests, and all the faithful together. And while assisting me, he offered me as victim for the glory of the Father and for the good outgrowth of the nascent church. The fact that a priest assisted me in that state of victim did not happen by chance, but everything was a profound mystery predisposed ab eterno in the divine mind, intending that when I choose a soul as victim for the grave needs present in the church, a priest must offer her to me assist her for me, help her and encourage her to suffer. If these things are understood, fine, they themselves will receive the fruit of the work they offer, just like St. John. How many goods did he not receive for having assisted me on Mount Calvary? If then they are not understood, they do nothing but put my work amid continuous contrasts, diverting my most beautiful designs. In addition to this, my wisdom is infinite, and when it sends some cross to a soul for her sanctification, it does not take that soul alone, but 5, 10, as many as I please, so that not one alone, but all others together may be sanctified. In fact, on Calvary, I was not alone. In addition to having a priest, I had a mother. I had friends and also enemies. And on seeing the prodigy of my patience, many of them believed in me as the God I was and were converted. Had I been alone, would they have received these great goods? Certainly not. But who can say everything he told me, or explain the most minute meanings? I said this the best I could, the way I was able to say it in my roughness. I hope that the Lord will do the rest by illuminating them, so that they may comprehend what I have not been able to manifest well.